Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Love and Rage, The Path of Liberation Through Anger by Lama Rod Owens is a contemporary spiritual and self-help book rooted in Buddhist psychology, mindfulness, and social ethics. Rather than treating anger as a problem to be eliminated, the book reframes it as a meaningful response to hurt, marginalization, and unmet needs. Owens approaches anger as both an emotional and bodily experience that can harden into aggression, avoidance, or self-protection when it is not understood. The book is not a call to suppress rage, but to examine what it is protecting and what pain lies underneath it. That makes it especially relevant in moments of racial, social, and political stress, where anger can feel both personally consuming and politically charged. The book combines spiritual reflection with practical guidance, offering readers a way to work with anger through compassion, honesty, and disciplined awareness rather than denial or escalation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, anger as a signal of hurt rather than a problem to erase. A central idea in the book is that anger should be understood as an alarm system, not merely as a moral failing or emotional excess. Owens presents anger as arising when a person has been wounded and is trying to defend the self from further harm. This framing matters because it shifts attention away from controlling surface behavior and toward understanding the deeper injury that produced the reaction. In that sense, anger is treated as information. It points to pain, vulnerability, and the need for care. The book argues that when people focus only on managing the visible intensity of anger, they often miss the underlying grief, fear, shame, or exhaustion that is actually driving it. By reinterpreting anger in this way, Owens opens space for self-inquiry instead of shame. Readers are encouraged to ask what the anger is guarding, what it needs, and what unresolved hurt continues to demand attention. This makes the book psychologically practical as well as spiritually grounded. Secondly, why aggression and suppression both fail as responses to rage. The book draws a clear distinction between working with anger and simply acting it out or burying it. Owens rejects two common responses, explosive aggression and rigid suppression. Aggression may create temporary relief, but it usually leaves the original wound untouched and can intensify cycles of blame, conflict, and self-protection. Suppression, on the other hand, may appear controlled, but it often disconnects the person from the truth of their experience and prevents healing. The book presents both as strategies that avoid the real work. Instead, it emphasizes witnessing anger without immediately converting it into outward harm or inward denial. This approach is important because it treats emotional discipline as more than restraint. It is a way of staying in contact with reality. The reader is guided toward a slower and more honest response that can hold discomfort without turning it into violence or numbness. In this model, healing begins when anger is neither dramatized nor hidden, but understood in relation to the injury it protects. Thirdly, Buddhist psychology as a method for transforming reactive energy. Owens uses Buddhist philosophy and meditation as the main framework for transforming anger into something constructive. Rather than presenting spirituality as escape from worldly conflict, the book treats practice as a way to meet suffering more clearly. Mindfulness and contemplative awareness are used to slow down reactive patterns so that anger can be observed before it hardens into impulse. This is a key distinction. The goal is not to become emotionless, but to become capable of seeing what is happening with greater precision. The book suggests that when anger is met with awareness, it can reveal the conditions that sustain suffering and open the possibility of change. Buddhist psychology also gives the book a non-dual quality, where painful emotions are not denied, but brought into a wider field of compassion and understanding. That makes the method both introspective and disciplined. The practical implication is that meditation is not presented as a private wellness tool alone, but as a means of reshaping how a person relates to pain, responsibility, and action. Fourthly, rage, marginalization, and the search for dignity. Another major theme is the way anger can function for people who have been marginalized, invalidated, or repeatedly harmed. Owens recognizes that rage can feel powerful because it offers a sense of boundary, self-assertion, or survival when other forms of recognition have failed. The book does not dismiss this appeal. Instead, it examines why anger can become so attractive in contexts of oppression and exclusion. At the same time, it warns that anger can become misleading when it is mistaken for genuine empowerment. If rage becomes the only available source of validation, it can trap people inside the very pain it seems to protect them from. The book therefore asks readers to seek dignity through healing rather than through identification with injury. This is a subtle but important argument, especially for readers navigating racism, gendered harm, queer alienation, or other forms of social exclusion. The book suggests that lasting strength comes not from staying fused to anger, but from understanding why it appeared necessary in the first place. Lastly, A guide for personal healing and collective justice at the same time, Love and Rage stands out because it links inner emotional work with broader ethical and political concerns. The book does not separate personal healing from social transformation, instead, it treats them as interconnected. Owen suggests that anger can be redirected toward justice when it is understood clearly and worked through with care. That means the book is not only about calming down or feeling better individually. It is also about learning how to remain morally alert in a world shaped by violence, discrimination, and institutional harm. The guidance has both therapeutic and strategic value. Therapeutic because it addresses trauma, hurt, and self-protection. And strategic because it encourages forms of response that are less reactive and more effective. This dual focus helps explain the book's broad appeal. It is useful to readers who want spiritual depth, but also to those who want a framework for activism without burnout or self-destruction. The book argues that justice work is stronger when it is grounded in honest emotional awareness rather than uncontrolled rage. In conclusion, Love and Rage, The Path of Liberation Through Anger will be most useful for readers who are trying to understand anger not as a flaw to suppress, but as a meaningful response to injury, injustice, and vulnerability. It is especially relevant for people working through trauma, marginalization, activism fatigue, or recurring conflict, as well as for readers interested in Buddhist approaches to emotional life. What distinguishes the book from many anger management or spiritual self-help titles is its refusal to simplify rage into either a problem or a virtue. Owens treats anger as complex, psychologically real, bodily felt, ethically charged, and politically situated. That makes the book more nuanced than advice that focuses only on calmness or productivity. Its practical value lies in helping readers notice what anger is protecting, while its intellectual value comes from linking mindfulness with social analysis. For readers who want a contemplative book that is serious about both healing and justice, this is a distinctive and timely work. It offers not just coping strategies, but a framework for transforming painful emotional energy into clearer self-understanding and more responsible action. If you would like to support Lamarad Owens, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.